possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Joe DeCamera, Rhea Hughes, a little sledgehammer from Louis Coco back in the studio. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Twitter poll question of the day today, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Question today: who do you think is most likely to bat cleanup behind Bryce Harper in the playoffs? Three options for you: Alec Bohm, JT Romito, and to make a point, Nick Castellanos. Nick Castellanos better not be the answer to that one. He's an absolute disaster. The question more should be: should Nick Castellanos be playing in the playoffs? That's the line, the what road we're heading down at this moment.
But seriously, Alec Bohm. When last I saw what he was doing in the minors,
yeah.
it wasn't
not setting the world on fire.
Anything to write home about, yeah. You know. So
he's going to take some time to get back in the swing. Literally.
We know JT.
No pun intended. Sorry.
Yeah. Very nice. We know JT with the leg kick. It's like he can be as off as anyone. If that foot's not getting down, he can be off for 2 weeks and look
and if
like
it's the
Nick
wrong
Castellanos.
2 weeks. Yeah, well, remember last playoffs, JT, zero hits. Zero for the playoffs last year, remember?
So, is he the only one?
I don't know. I know that he was like 0 for 10 or something.
It felt like a lot of them.
It feels like Bryson Stott was right there.
Yeah, so we'll see. But Nick definitely needs to turn around quickly to deserve, honestly, some playoff time. 215-592-9494. Obviously talking Eagles as well. Joint practice yesterday. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll get some more thoughts from John about what he saw yesterday. We've talked about Cooper DeJean, Johnny Wilson. We'll see what else John saw with his eyes yesterday at joint practice. Also, coming up later this segment, Philly royalty, like a Philadelphia thing that is forever, is all time, is one of the great things of our lifetime. We didn't know something about it. There's some new information about it. I'm gonna say it's probably not gonna stick. What's that? That's coming up a little bit later this hour as well. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Gary in Whitehall. Gare!
Oh, what an honor to talk to James, who's running the hell home of the morning show. What's going on, brother?
Gary, the honor's all mine, pal. How you doing?
I got Phillies and Eagles playing. Phillies first. You know, with this lackluster of a bat recently, making things more difficult for these, especially the starting pitchers, they think to be more precise, and that's totally unfair. I mean, these bats got to start producing. It's getting out of hand, especially at the bottom of the order.
Well, the bottom of the order won the series in Texas. We came in on Monday saying shout out to the bottom of the order. You can't expect the bottom of the order to carry you every game.
They can't.
Game.
The other players have to.
And we talked about this at the trade deadline, and this is why we wanted another bat, and I like Bader.
Yeah.
But it really does put a lot of pressure on those top three guys in the lineup.
They got to deliver.
Yeah, Turner, Schwarber, and Harper have to carry this team. It is what it is. It's the way the lineup is built right now, Gary.
And
look, to John's point, he hasn't been crushing the minors, but I do think Bohm will help this team. And I don't know that, you know, I trust Bohm to keep it together and keep it tight, as it were, you know, in the playoffs and all that. But I do think he is a better option as a bat than, you know, look, like, I love Otto Kemp. He's a player. He's been really struggling.
He has been.
I mean, his OBP is down around 300 as well. Like, they need another bat in there in a big way.
Yeah. As far as Eagles go, everybody's like, they're running the ball. Well, what do you want them to do? Look what they have back there, and look what's in front of them. Why wouldn't you want them to run the ball? I mean, I can't wait.
I agree.
Ritchie was just nodding with you, Gary. He's like, you're damn
you're
right.
You're preaching
there.
To the choir.
I do think that a lot of these plays are. I was always told way back when, and I'm hearkening back to the '90s. when we were watching what Peyton Manning was doing, and he was my draft class, when we were watching what he was doing in Indianapolis, I was told everything came in run, run, pass, or pass, pass, run. And it looks like a lot of times the defense that the Browns were running turned on our run choice, or, you know, and that's just the way it was. And it worked. It worked great. It was chunk yardage in the run game. And for whatever reason, well, for an obvious reason, Myles Garrett, when we tried to throw the ball, he made things. He shortened the period of time that we had available to find receivers downfield and made it really tough for our quarterback to throw in an accurate fashion yesterday. But and it was very clear, obvious. Yeah. It was clear that that was a major issue.
I do think this brings up, and Gary, get to your answer in a sec. I do think, though, John, this is something you bring up a lot, and I think it's so true that Jalen doesn't get enough credit for all the decisions he has to make and also the choices to go to the running game. All the time. Like, no quarterback wants to hand the ball off. Like, you don't go into a game being like, can't wait to hand it off to win today. I hope I don't have to throw much. Like,
well, that's the
right
thing.
Like,
but Jalen's,
that's my point,
the first I've ever seen to be like equally, he's thrilled that the play is the right
it's
play
successful.
And that everything is, yeah.
I mean, he'll do whatever it takes to win?
Yeah, like, what a crazy concept. Thought. Yeah, and I do think he doesn't get enough credit for that specific thing. Gary, you got an answer for us for an iconic image from a movie?
Yeah, the facial expression that he got from Hans Gruber falling from the Nakatomi Plaza.
Oh, that's a great one with the arms.
Love
that. That's a great answer right there, Gary. Yeah,
but it's also kind of hokey the way
it totally
it's
is.
So
yeah.
CGI in
what's 1988 or 1989
back in the day.
Yeah. No, yeah, but
I mean the Jaws effects are not. Yeah, you look at them now.
But yeah, no, it works. It works. And, you know, when he's falling, you feel it. You know, it's a really good answer. Let's keep it rolling. Let's talk to our buddy Corey in Pottstown. What up, Corey?
What's going on, Jimmy?
What a pleasure, pal. How you doing?
Hey, real quick, since you just said it, I saw a documentary about Die Hard. You know that that actor did not know he was going to fall at that
I
point.
Do know this. This is a great, Corey, is a great Die Hard factoid. Yep, and that's why he looks so shocked. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
They was supposed to do it on the count fall? Of three, and they did it on two.
They dropped him before he knew it because they wanted him to look actually frightened.
How far did he fall? Like,
not that far. Yeah, it was like 10 feet, whatever it is. But like,
wow.
Yeah. Isn't that
fantastic.
Cool? Yeah, really neat.
I didn't know they had a documentary on it. I love that. I will go find that.
Best action movie of all time, my opinion. Or my favorite, at least.
Yep. It's on Netflix, Rhea.
Oh, perfect.
Good
thank you.
Good looking out, Corey. Good looking out. What you got in the fills, my friend?
So what I love about baseball is that something can change and something's different every day. What I hate about baseball is something can change and something is different every day.
Yeah, you're not wrong, buddy.
You know, 48 hours ago, we win that game with that comeback, and we're six games up. We're praising the Phillies. They're looking good. 48 hours later, we're like, what's wrong with the Phillies?
Now they can't hit.
You know?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, Corey, we do this for 6 months,
yes.
You know?
It's what I love about baseball and what I hate about baseball.
They're there every day.
Yep.
It's a roller coaster.
And it's one of those things. It's so funny, Corey. I feel like every year, I do it, but I'll be like, it's a long season. And yet by like May 1st, I'm freaking out. I'm getting annoyed. Because you know it's a long season, but it's hard not to just roll with the roller coaster. It's hard not to get caught up in the ups and downs.
It's part of the fun of it. I don't like when people always say, when I'll rip them and go, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I'm like, oh, shut up. I mean, I'm watching the game. I have opinions.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Shut up.
And it's so funny. It's so funny. It's 48 hours later, and we're still 18 games over 500.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
5 games up on the Mets. You know, they're still with like 41 to play. Like, they are statistically in a fantastic spot.
The Mets
to win
allowed
the
11 unanswered runs last night. So, whenever you get too ticked off about the Phillies getting shut out, at least they didn't allow 11 unearned
That's
runs.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yep. Only a few unearned runs.
I mean, sorry. Unanswered. I meant unanswered. Yes.
No, the Phillies allowed 8 unanswered last night, so less than 11.
That's true. Your math is correct.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. I got a still for a movie.
Yeah, what do you got?
It's one of my favorite sci-fi horror movies of all time. It's Ellen Ripley holding Newt, standing in front of the mother alien on
with the
ship
face right now.
Love it.
That's so they're a great answer. Yep, we know. There are two big answers from that one, and that's one of the two.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
A great answer. And this might be a controversial opinion. I might like Aliens more than Alien.
I do.
You do too, right?
Yeah.
The camera one.
I feel like Alien had too little
action
to
almost,
really
yeah.
bring me, yeah, to keep me engaged.
It's suspenseful, it's
very
great.
Artistic in a lot of ways, but it's so sparse.
And Aliens is like a
It's
blast.
Intentionally sparse, yeah. the first, that it I lose interest
yeah.
to some degree.
No, I'm with
the
you, Aliens.
Is better. It,
Bill Paxton
the second,
in the
And you know what? The second, they probably intentionally made it a worse movie, and it's got more written in, and all the action, the extra... blockbuster 80s style
action.
James
Cameron, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I like it better.
I think Bill Paxton is so great in Aliens. He is so funny in that movie.
He's amazing.
I know. R.I.P. What a great actor Bill Paxton was. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a second. John, we've already heard you talk about Cooper DeJean at safety, Johnny Wilson going up and getting the ball, and a little bit about the Browns' pass rush. What was something else that you noticed at practice yesterday that piqued your interest?
Well, Jahan Dotson is also excellent. I just don't think that he has as much versatility within the offense as our gigantic Johnny Wilson. I think Jahan Dotson is going to get beaten out as our third wide receiver because Johnny Wilson is so versatile, so physically dominant, and now he understands how, like, as a receiver, how physically dominant he can be going up there and catching 50-50 balls all the time. This can be a thing.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This could be anywhere on the field, the back shoulder it to Johnny Wilson thing. And I know this can be a thing anywhere on the field for any good receiver, but it feels a little bit like cheat mode when you're applying it to this guy.
Big, yeah.
He,
well, it's almost, it is to your
you
point.
See him
it,
here,
it is
even,
unstoppable in a way. Like if it's a certain height difference and the guy can't jump certain height, like in a way it is, if he's going to catch it, it's unstoppable in a certain way.
Yes. It feels like if the quarterback can throw it to the right spot, consistently, and it's a huge spot, and you got a lot of room for
error. Yeah.
As you throw to that spot, but as long as you keep that spot up and away from that defender, Johnny Wilson's going to come down with the football, and I think we saw that during practice yesterday. It's not just against second teamers, it's not just with McKee at quarterback. Now you got Jalen Hurts throwing the ball, and he's going up and getting it. He's with the ones, and he's not just blocking in the run game in a 9-on-7 drill. He's out there with the starters. Now, A.J. Brown was hurt yesterday, so we don't know how much of this is real and how much of this is, just the situation, the circumstance in terms of injury, but I'm really encouraged. Now, the defensive side of things, the cornerback situation.
Yeah, Jacorian Bennett, did you see anything from him? We haven't seen – he hasn't been here much, obviously.
Number.
Which didn't look good. The 49 is tough.
Is horrendous.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That needs to get changed in a hurry. I'm sure he hates that.
I'm sure as cuts happen, there's probably a chance that he can maybe improve that number, I would think, as the roster gets pared down or whatever,
Well, yesterday there was a I think it's very clear that Jacorian Bennett is going to be fighting with Adoree Jackson for that starting
spot. So you think it's Keely's as lost ground?
Keely's played his way out of that starting competition.
Not tackling in that preseason game.
Yeah, that was tough.
Really, it did not really sit well with Vic. His cause. Yeah.
And look, it's a shame because you see these guys, John, where there's a real opportunity in front of them and you want to see them go grab it, you know?
Well, his is sort of dissipating, and you can see it in the way that they're rotating him through in practice. You know, that it's Adoree Jackson and Jacorian Bennett, as far as I could see, that were rolling with the first group. Now, I didn't see all the reps because, again, they were concurrently running some of this, all these things. The offense and the defense were on separate fields. But man, the defense, in my eyes, what I took from yesterday, Jihad Campbell was a real problem for the Browns to where they were holding him a lot. And no, the refs weren't calling it tight, so they were getting away with it. And I could see that he was getting frustrated. Cooper DeJean looked extremely comfortable in our base as a safety. And we should, I believe, expect to see him as the guy who's back deep next to Reed Blankenship when we're in base. You know, when it's first down and it's the first play from scrimmage on September 4th, I think chances are good that with Vic Fangio trying to defend against the deep ball, if you've got two deep safeties standing there, it's going to be Reed Blankenship on one side and Cooper DeJean on the other. That's if we're in our base 3-4. Now, if whoever we're playing comes out with three wide receivers in their zebra package, then we will match that with our nickel package, meaning we'll take one of our linebackers off the field. We'll move Cooper DeJean up there to replace a linebacker, and he becomes the nickel. That's what I saw them do in practice yesterday, and it seems like it makes sense that that's going to be reflected in the way we look on September 4th.
No, we've been kind of theorizing that and all that. 215-592-9494. If you have any questions for John on what he saw or any certain players, if he got a chance to see them yesterday, of course, we'll take those questions. And what's top of mind with you for the Eagles right now as we are today's Thursday. We're exactly 3 weeks from today. How about that? 3 weeks from today, the Eagles and Cowboys will
square
up.
You mean 3 weeks from John's birthday?
That's John's birthday is 3 weeks from today, too. How about that? What a fun thing, by the way. Like, what a cool birthday to start. They're raising a banner on your birthday, man. Like, that's a pretty neat thing.
It was usually like the start of school.
Yeah.
It was usually the first game-ish.
Especially when you were playing, because it's gotten back. Like, this is early for now, but when you were playing, they used to play around now a lot more, you know, around 2004.
Yeah. Labor Day. I think my mom went into labor on Labor Day back in the day.
Wow.
That's perfect timing.
Yeah. So 215-592-9494, 3 weeks till the opener. What's top of mind with you, Eagles? For the Eagles, coming up in a few minutes, I mentioned it before, but you know, Philly royalty, you know, something that will forever be, you know, top of the heap for us when it comes to sports. There's something we didn't know. New information. I wonder if it'll stick. We'll find that out next. Let's talk to JP in Plymouth Meeting. Hey, JP.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
John, I got to ask you a question, like, of what you saw, because I was listening to John Johnson in the morning, and he's panicking. He's saying, like, he's never seen the Eagles practice like this, and I want to know what your take
was
is
he
on
here?
It. Like,
was Sean
saying?
Johnson watching the practice? I didn't realize he was there.
That's never seen the Eagles
He was saying that they're
like
running
what?
Too much, and I wanted to know
good
what
at
your
it.
Take
I,
on
yeah, I love, yeah, I love that we're running the ball a lot. Yesterday was essentially, essentially live periods where we were seeing guys almost tackled to the ground. They were hitting each other. They were blocking each other hard. And it was a chance for the coaches to design the plays. Like, they communicated what they wanted the defense to show in some cases, from what I understand. So if the defense was blitzing yesterday, if the Browns were blitzing us, I think in a lot of cases it was because the Eagles' offensive coaches said, hey, we'd like to see how we pick up this blitz. And so, you know, if you understand
they're
what
scripted,
I'm saying, like
right?
they were working together. Yeah. So it's scripted. They're working together to get the most out of these practices. That's why they love this format so much. I would not worry about the fact that we're running the football a lot because this is a complex running attack where it's like I've said, there's an if then part of this offense. If you see this look, then you go to this play. So each play is going to be called in with multiple choices, and they have to sift through that. It's part of what they're processing. It's part of what Jalen's processing up at the line of scrimmage. And yesterday, he got it looked like our coaches were designing it so that we were getting into run plays, and our offensive line did an incredible job of walling things off and covering guys up, making the blocks, and our backs were running scot-free to the end zone, and it was not supposed to look that easy. It should not look that easy.
So why would
our
you,
running
no,
game
you
is incredible.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm not
we're
worried
gonna make
at
our
all.
Moron of the week, John Johnson, all right?
There you
the
go.
Amount of times he's made Joe the moron of the week.
There was no A.J. Brown either, so.
Yeah.
And I'm not
John
worried.
Johnson
I don't know what John said.
Out of egg and not panic.
That's right. Tell John Johnson.
I don't know what John said.
The morning show said, relax, John. Okay.
He was just saying they were running the ball too much, and yeah. You know, you're not going to repeat if you're
well,
like, they're running at 70-30. It was ridiculous.
Good.
I'm like,
so what?
If they run at 70-30, I'll be thrilled. If they run at 70-30, I'll be thrilled, and we'll probably have a great chance to win that game.
Exactly. Yes, teams that run that much usually win a lot of football
Correct.
Games. That's the way it plays out. And, you know, look, and at the end of the day, JP, like, all that matters is successful plays. I don't care if it's a pass. I don't care if it's a run. Like, as
That's
long as they're
saying.
Matriculating the ball down the field, who cares, right? And it's part of what made the defense better last year. Long drives. They sit on the sideline. They can, you know.
I guarantee every offensive lineman on this team wants to run the ball every play.
Yeah.
So
I haven't met an offensive lineman who doesn't want to run the ball.
Right. JP, you got a answer for us for an iconic image?
I do. You didn't see it basically through the whole movie, but, hey, why don't you come shove some of this crap, and Jaws, you see the shark for the first time, full body come out of the water, and Brody says, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's a...
Yeah.
It's a good answer the first time you see the shark in Jaws. Coming up in a minute, some Philly royalty that has an addendum to it. First, let's talk to Mike in New York. What up, Michael?
Good morning, gang. How is everybody?
Great. Super.
Excellent. John, so one thing that I also am kind of very concerned about is, look, we lost Milton. How is Jordan Davis looking? If he was even out there, and if he wasn't, how are the other components that are going to be next to Jalen Carter? How are they looking? Because that is a little bit of a concern.
Sure. Moro Ojomo is going to be awesome. I'm very when you get guys like Landon Dickerson, and this was last week. He was talking about Moro Ojomo. Landon Dickerson, who is, I mean, block out the sun size-wise and strong. Lane Johnson told us he's the strongest man on the team. Lane Johnson is just like a superhero himself saying that. Moro Ojomo is impossible for Landon Dickerson to block, and he
Johnson,
told us that.
Did you see what Lane Johnson said yesterday?
Lane Johnson also said,
take it from me, he's the real deal, quote-unquote, about Ojomo, too.
Yeah, so that's amazing to think about. What Landon was saying was that he is so his center of gravity is so low, his arms are so long, which was a big problem for me when a defender had the long arms. I have pretty long arms, but if they have long arms and they can keep me out of their body – that just, there's nothing I can do. It drives me nuts. And he's got that advantage, as well as incredible explosiveness. Jordan Davis, he has looked better. He has looked like he can penetrate.
It's huge.
He's in great shape. In great shape. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to translate to games. You know, last season it was no matter what he would always end up with 20 some snaps. You know, and even when it felt like he was getting into better shape, then he would take a step back at times. I'm not sure why that happened. I guess he talked a little bit about losing some focus toward the end of the season in terms of his, you know, keeping track of the strict diet yeah. and that sort of thing. It's clear that he has been very strict with the approach to getting ready for this season.
It seems like he's made a life change, like an actual fundamental change to the yeah. way he takes care of his body.
I agree with that, Jimmy. It feels that way, and I think that we'll be able to see that on the field. I haven't been able to pick up on it at practice yet. You know, a lot of times I am watching, you know, Jalen Hurts when he's out there on the field. Yesterday, that meant that it was, you know, when I'm looking
field.
Over at the defensive side, it's like I'm turning my head. At, you know, it was too much for me to try to catch all of it at once, unfortunately. So I didn't see the defense as much as I would like to. But Jordan Davis is going to be expected to play more than 20 snaps this year. I'm certain of that. And I think he should be capable of doing it. The problem with him, from my perspective, as soon as he starts standing up, as soon as he starts looking 6'7" or however tall he is, we got to get him out of there. We got to spell him because he is too easy to move around. He's it's like taking candy from a giant baby, pushing him around when he's too vertical. He's so big, it's really easy to get underneath him. And that's when he gets tired. That's what we saw last year. We need to see a low Jordan Davis before I'm ready to sign off and say I believe he's taken that next step. So a low Jordan Davis in the second half.
It's more technique for him.
Well, and
his technique breaks down
as
when
he gets tired.
Tired.
Okay, got it.